Amen. The Lord would help us here. Praise God. Revelation chapter number 1, verse number 8. One verse of scripture. I am Alpha and Omega.
Yes.
The beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for standing here today for the reading of the word of the Lord. Amen. I'm trying to find a title. I don't have a real good catchy title today. If you want to talk about the sweetest name I know, the most wonderful name I know, the Alpha, the Omega. He said, I am the first and the last. Praise God. What's in a name here today? Hallelujah.
Amen.
I tell you, a name means a lot. I really have strived to keep a good name down through the years. Brother George, that's always been important to me, amen, to keep a good name. When somebody calls my name, Brother Earl, I don't want them to think, boy, that guy's a crook, amen. I've been a businessman for several years now, run a lawn service and things of that nature. When somebody comes across one another and they go to talking about me, I want to be able to say that's a good man.
Right.
Hallelujah. He's an honest man.
Right.
He's a Christian, praise God. Right. He'll do you right. He'll talk to you right. He'll treat you right.
That's right.
That means a lot, don't it?
Yes.
Praise God. Amen. A lot of people are identified by their names. Their character is identified by their names. Hallelujah. And I could name everybody's name. I wouldn't have time to do that today, but when I say Brother George Stacy, amen, I think of a faithful man that loves the Lord.
Right.
Amen.
If I would say Brother Earl Dishman, amen, I would think of a holiness man, amen, who really, praise God, loves God. Hallelujah.
All right.
If I'd say Brother Tommy Romans here today, I believe we would all, amen, think of a compassionate man, one that loves God and loves people. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. We all are characterized by our name. Hallelujah. But here today, for just a few moments, I'd like to preach to us a little bit about the names of Jesus. Amen. Yes. Aren't you so glad that Acts chapter number 4, verse number 12, tells us that he has a saving name. Hallelujah. Right. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name given among heaven whereby we can be saved. There's only one name.
That's it.
Right? That we can be saved. Hallelujah. A lot of people believe in a lot of gods, and I'm not here to debate that. I don't have time for that. Amen. But I tell you, Allah can't do anything for you. Muhammad can't do anything for you. But I tell you, that name of Jesus.
Amen.
He can do something for you here today. Hallelujah.
Sure.
Oh, it's a saving name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I wanted to read you an excerpt. My printer's messed up back here when it's out of ink. I had a bad week with printers in it, but Hallelujah. Now this printer back here is out of ink. But I come across this in one of Herschel Ford's books, and it touched my heart. Praise God. Amen. Talking about an old legend which tells us how Jesus became our Savior. God, amen, called all of the hosts of heaven before him, and he described to them the lost condition of mankind and told them, amen, what one must be and do in order to come down to earth to save lost humanity. The first requirement was that the Savior must be without sin. Amen.
Right.
Various ones in heaven came before God and offered to come down to earth when Jesus offered and said, I will go. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But several stood up and said, the only begotten of the Father, you must not go. Amen. Abraham, the friend of God, the father of the faithful, came first and said, I will go. Let me go down, Father, and give myself for the redemption of the lost. But God had to say to Abraham, you don't measure up, Abraham. There was sin in your life when you lived upon earth, and you can't go. You don't meet the requirement. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So Moses came to the rescue. Moses, that great meek leader of the Old Testament, who led God's people up out of Egypt into the land of promise. Moses came and said, Father, let me go and shed my blood that I may may forgive the sins of the earth so that the only begotten would not have to do so. But God said, no, Moses, I brought you home to heaven. Amen. Hey, God, you had sin upon earth that even kept you out of the promised land. You do not qualify to stand in for the sins of the redemptive saints. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. So David, that great king of the Old Testament, that great singer, that great harp player, amen, Hudson, that great giant slayer, amen.
Yeah.
Old David came before the Lord, before the Father in heaven, and said, let me go. I was a great king upon earth, and I'll stand in the place. Surely the Son of God cannot go and give his life, amen. And God had to look at David, and he said, no, David, as great a man as you was, you had sin in your life,
right,
and
right.
You cannot lay down your life, amen, for the redemptive plan of salvation. Finally, the only begotten Son of God, amen, stood to his feet and said, Father, I must go. Hallelujah. Amen. Send me that lost humanity might be able to find you. Hallelujah. Hey, God, I said that name is a saving name. Hallelujah. Brother Travis Bailey, I'm glad, amen, that Jesus came down upon this earth, Brother Tom. Hey, God, amen. Such news has been made as of late of the Queen of England just passed away. Hallelujah. Be honest with you, it makes me sick, amen. And I listened to that king over there, that new King Charles, and he mentioned sovereign and sovereignty about 20 times in that little speech that I listened to when he was stepping in place and talking about the greatness of his mother. And he said she was sovereign and sovereignty. And I thought, man, oh man, these people's crazy. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I only know of one sovereign. Amen. I only know one sovereignty.
Yeah.
And his name is Jesus. Hallelujah. Great God. Amen. But it would be as though the Queen of England would step down. Or now the King Charles. Can you imagine him stepping down and allowing, praise God, a lowly one, maybe a regular old Joe out there that's been working a job, to come in and set up on that throne? They would never allow that, praise God. And that's what it would be. Amen. If we would depend upon anything else in life to be saved. There's only one King of Kings. There's only one Lord of Lords. And his name is Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I'm so glad that he bled and he died on Calvary's cross to give me life and give it more abundant. Hey, I was a 13-year-old boy. Brother Tom Perry, I told you earlier in this service, I started going to church. My mom didn't know anything about church. Her family didn't know anything about church.
Right.
A matter of fact, my mom's dad was 72 years old when he dropped dead with a massive heart attack. Was a master mechanic. Amen. A great worker. He is a good man as far as the world standards. But my dad said, Jason, as far as I know, they called him Skeets. It was his nickname. Said, your papa Skeets never stepped a foot in a church in all his life that I know of. Amen. That's on my mom's side. My mom's sister came to see us here in Huntington. She's from out around. My mom's from out around D.C. And my mom's sister Shirley came a few years back in town. See my mom, they brought her down to see me. And we got about to eat. And I said, let's stop by the church. And she stepped in them doors back there. And she was real awkward. And she kind of hunkered down and looked around. She said, so this is what a church looks like. My Aunt Shirley was about 68 years old then. Amen. First time she had ever stepped foot in a church in all of her life. Amen. But oh, that's on my dad's side. And on my mom's side, I have no ancestry whatsoever of people going to church or knowing anything about God. So on my dad's side, amen, the girls always make fun of me. I tell them this story and they said, Dad, we don't believe that. Amen. My Aunt Patsy, Brother Larry's the pastor I grew up under in Gilbert. His wife is my dad's sister, my Aunt Patsy. Amen. So she's been a pastor's wife for 40 years almost. And I said, Patsy, tell these girls what you and Dad has told us through the years about your Papaw Harmon. He could cast a spell on a broom, and a broom would walk across the floor. And he'd cast spells up years ago. They didn't have air conditioning like we do today. And he'd cast a spell on them windows, and they'd go up and down and shatter. Amen. He is a warlock. Great God.
Come on.
Amen. Mother, Grandpa ran moonshine and bootleg whiskey and moonshine up in the hills. Amen. Up the coal fields of West Virginia, down through them years. That's the kind of ancestry I come up under. But Brother Travis, some way, somehow, at the age of 13, about 9-10, my mom said, I want a different thing. I want a different route for my family and my children. And she started taking us to a little old church called Cam Cliff Holiness Church. Hey, great God, I got to go down there. I got to live and right. I got to sucking the world off.
Come on.
I used to listen to worldly rock and roll music. I kicked that out. I used to wear my shorts. Amen. It looked like the world. I got to give them that up. Hey. Amen. My grandma said, Jason, what's wrong with you? She said, that church is sprinkling powders on you down there. They're sprinkling potion or something. I said, no, ma'am. I got saved. And Jesus lives in my heart. Great God. I called upon the Lord. Amen. Muhammad couldn't do anything for me. Buddha couldn't do anything. But Jesus, he reached down and he saved me. Great God in heaven. I come up out of a rough family. Bootleggers, cussers, amen, adulterers. I mean a rough bunch. That's where I come from. My sister's boys, they cuss about every breath. Amen. When my girls were small, they got around them and said, Dad, what are they saying? Amen. That's how fast it can flip. That's how fast the generational curse can be turned around. I said, it's a saving name. At the name of Jesus, that's all you got to do. You got to call upon the Lord, and you shall be saved. I said, Jesus, turn my life around. I said, Jesus, amen. Hey, and not only did he turn my life around, he turned my family's life. Now I got children that don't cuss. I got children that don't live in the world, but I've got children that sing in a holiness church. I come to tell the devil, it's a saving name. Hey, it's a powerful name. The name of Jesus.
Praise God.
Woo!
That's right.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Sacrifice.
Hallelujah.
Greater love hath no man than this.
Yeah.
That he give his life for his friends.
Yeah.
God then gave his consent. And Jesus sped past the moon and the stars and the sun. And he came to earth to live and to die for us. Oh, amen. What condescension. Now sacrifice means suffering. Did anyone ever suffer like Jesus? When Judas planted that kiss of betrayal upon his cheek, he suffered. When vile men spat their amen, spit upon his face, he suffered. When rough men slapped him over and over again, he suffered. When the steel, amen, of the spikes, amen, and that a spear that pierced his side, I said he suffered. When they pressed a crown of thorns upon his head and blood ran down his face, he suffered. Amen. When they lift up the cross and it fell into that thud, down into that hole, he suffered. And when the nails tore through his flesh, he suffered. When his lips became parched and his mouth was so dry, amen, he suffered. When he cried, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? You go tell Brother Randy Cordell this. Amen. I've never told him. But really, one of the first times that I ever heard it put like this was Brother Randy Cordell in Sunday school class. And Brother Randy told us, I guess I was probably about 18, and I'd never heard it put like this, and I disagreed when I heard him say it. He said, amen, that when Jesus cried, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Randy said that God God turned his back on his only son. Hey, God. God turned his back on the only begotten of the Father. Because he couldn't look at sin. Hey, God. And that's why Jesus was crying. My God, my God. He was all alone. He was all by himself.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, God couldn't have done that to his son. But the older I got, the more I realized that's exactly what God did. God turned his back on his only begotten son. And Jesus suffered loneliness. Jesus suffered depression. Jesus suffered everything. Amen. So that I could be set free.
Hey,
amen.
Come on.
There's no depression that Jesus can't set free. There's no bondage that he can't. There's no chain that he can't free. I come to tell us there's something about a name. And at the name of Jesus, every knee's going to bow. Every tongue is going to confess. At the name of Jesus.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Aren't you glad?
Yes.
Jesus. For that name.
Yes, Lord.
Woo!
Oh, it's a precious name. 1 Peter 2:7.
Yeah.
Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious. Be unto them which is disobedient the stone which the builders disallowed. The same is made the head of the corner. I said he's a precious stone.
Yeah.
Woo! Amen. Hey. Oh, Brother Buzzard, I've told it a lot of times. I love telling it. Brother Buzzard said, amen. Great God, he said it could prove from the word that Brother Buzzard was about 3/4 Cherokee Indian. Amen. And he said, I can prove from the word of God that Jesus was an Indian. Amen. Well, naturally, my ears perked up. I want to know. But we think he's white. The Indians think he's Indian. Great God. I tell you what he was. He was a Jew. Amen.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
We want him to be a savior that's likened unto us. Well, I got good news to you. He is. He knows all about us, amen. But Brother Buzzard said, I can tell you from the Bible that he was an Indian because Jesus said that he was chief cornerstone. Woo! Hey! He might not have been a chief cornerstone, but he is the chief cornerstone. He's a rock that won't buckle. I said he's the wheel in the middle of the wheel.
Yeah, he is.
He's a rock in the dry land. He's a rose of Sharon.
Ooh.
I said he's the sun in the dark day. Hey, I said he's the Alpha and the Omega. I said he's my Savior.
Yeah.
I said he's my God. I said he can be your God right here today. Is there a church in the house that will lift a hand and say he's my God? He's my Savior. He's my rose of Sharon. He's my lily in the valley. I said he's my Alpha and Omega.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
I never preach this all out time at a time.
I said it's a powerful name.
Yeah.
John 16:23.
Amen, Jesus.
And in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he'll give to you.
Yeah.
He'll do it.
Now here's the hard part right here. Michelle gets me down the road all the time. She goes to the mall, and the kids ask for a toy, she says no. The kids ask for this, no. Dad goes to the mall, I'm a sucker, Brother George.
Woo! She said, you make a hard on me. She had an upper band off yesterday to get it lined up. Just had new tires put on it. She had I'd already had a package up here at that place for 5 years. So we went ahead and had it lined up. While I was waiting on her to get there, I had them boys. And when the first hour of being in the mall, we done had popcorn. We had another big ices. We had pretzels from the pretzel place. I'm trying to think of all we did have. Amen.
Yeah.
Hey! Amen. Great God in heaven. You know why? Because when they come to me and say, Dad, amen, I really want that. I can't hardly tell them no. I believe that's the way the Father is. If you really want it, I believe he really wants to give it to you. If you really want to live right, he wants wants to help you live right. If you really want the Holy Ghost, he wants to give you the Holy Ghost. If you really want an experience, he wants to give you an experience.
Come on.
Do you want? How far do you want to go? Yeah. That's the question. How much are you willing to ask him for? Hey, I come to tell us he'll meet the need according to his riches in glory. How rich is God? He owns a cattle on a thousand hills. I said everything is his. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened. I come to tell us God wants to do it for you today.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Praise the Lord.
I'm glad it's a comforting name.
Come on.
Well, I'm only on page one. I have five pages. Yeah. And Matthew 1:2. Amen. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin.
That's it.
Yes. I'm glad it's a comforting name.
Yes.
I'm glad, Brother George, I don't have to live in a world full of sin without hope.
Right. That's right. Woo. That's right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's a comforting name. Hallelujah. And she brought forth a son, and they called his name Jesus.
Yes.
Amen. For he shall save his people
from
their sin.
Yeah.
Aren't you glad you got a Savior?
Right.
Woo. Aren't you glad you got one that'll walk with you?
Amen. Aren't you glad you got one that'll go with you in the darkness of the night?
Amen.
We've got one that'll go with us. Hallelujah. Amen. Good Lord willing, Brother Earl's going to preach Thursday night. We already had plans. Amen. To go to Tennessee this week. We really wanted to go to Cass Railroad. I wanted to go to Cass Railroad. Amen. Can't get tickets up there. I want to go see the leaves change and take the kids up and spend a couple days. So usually we end up in Tennessee by default. Nothing else ever works out. That's why everybody goes to Tennessee. Amen. But anyway, amen, my parents were supposed to go and stay with us a few days. And man, I was really looking forward to it. Very few times that we ever did that, all of us go stay together. And I was really enjoying it. I was looking forward to it, to be honest with you. Amen. A day or two ago, my mom called and said, Jason, I'm just sorry. I can't go. Amen. I can't make it to the kitchen without being out of breath. Amen. She said, I get up out of the chair. I make it to the kitchen. I'm huffing and puffing and panting. I can't breathe. She's been to doctors. She had a heart cath a few weeks ago. She's got blockages, but they're not bad enough to fix. She's got a lot of problems. Amen. I said, Mom, the girls called her last night. Said, when you get there, you don't have to do nothing. We'll pack your bags. We'll iron your clothes. We'll push you in a wheelchair. Whatever you need, we want you to come. And my mom called this morning. Amen. She's never one like this. Amen. She started crying, and it broke my heart. She said, Jason, I don't know any other way to tell you. But she said, I'm dying one day at a time. She said, every day I'm a little worse. Every day I'm a little. She said, any day I'm about to die. My heart broke. And I thought, oh God, I can't do nothing for my mom. If I could, I'd drive up there right now. If I could, I'd be up there right now holding her hand and holding her head. But there's nothing I could do. But I know one that's able to touch. I know one that's able to
move.
I come to tell the church, you can have comfort in knowing Jesus. You can have comfort in having him on your side. Great God, is there somebody that'll raise a hand in this house and say, thank God, I know him.
Thank you, Lord.
He's an exalted name.
Hallelujah.
Philippians 2:9. Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted him, given him a name that is above every name.
Yes.
Jesus is exalted. Woo. But that name is cursed right now. The world knows that name, but they say it in a curse word.
Yep.
His name has a sting to it right now. Few use that name in the right tense today.
Right.
Amen. But Revelation that I read to you today, give me a couple more minutes, said that he is the Alpha and the Omega.
Right.
Woo! What is Alpha? I got to leave you with this. It's the first letter of the Greek alphabet.
What is Omega? It is the last letter of the Greek alphabet. Amen. Oh yes, the word alphabet comes from the first two letters of this Greek alphabet, Alpha, Beta. Amen. Christ saying, I am the first and I am the last. I'm the beginning and I'm the ending. It is interesting that this title is put at the very beginning of the book of Revelation. Here ain't God in heaven. And also at the end of Revelation 22 and 13, which I didn't read in my text. He said, at the beginning of Revelation, I'm the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He said in 22 and 13, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. It is, amen, the title of Alpha and Omega that teaches us some great truths about Jesus. Hallelujah. Hey, when you teach a child how to read, Weston is in that process right now. I think he's got about 100 dinosaurs, but he's striving to get one about this tall, Brother Travis. He wants it real bad, but until he can get that dinosaur, he's got to read that book Mom's got for him at the house, amen? And it's got a little motivation under him to get him to read. Hey, but you know, in order to read, you know how they learn them to read? They start with the alphabet.
Yeah.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, you know it all, what is E. Amen, the first and the last. Great God, you got to know A to Z, Brother Chuck, to be able to spell words. You got to know A, B, C's to even be able to spell the smallest of words. Great God in heaven. And Jesus said, I'm the first and I'm the last. You got to know A, B, C's. Amen, before you can write a book, you got to know your A, B, C's. And then once you learn them, there's an abundance of books can be written within 26 letters. And Jesus said, I'm the first letter, A. I'm the last letter. In the Greek, it was Alpha. Amen, was the first. And Omega was the last. And Jesus said, if you'll get that, hey, it'll be like a volume of books. Great God, if you'll get me on board, it's just the start. I said, it's just the start. Amen. Hey, I come to tell us he's the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. How many today would allow him in your heart to take preeminence in your life?
That's it. Praise
God. Give me a couple minutes. I want to get this. Sister Missy, get us on. Just a couple minutes. I'm done. Creation had a beginning. Civilization had a beginning.
Yeah.
Time had a beginning.
Right. Sure.
Did Jesus?
Man. Jesus. Always was.
Always.
He's always was.
Always.
Hallelujah.
Forever.
Now, some people teach that Jesus was the creation of God. That's false.
Yeah.
Right?
That's baloney.
Yes, sir.
That's heresy. Jesus was with the Father from the start.
From the start. Right. Amen. Woo. Amen.
If Jesus was a created being, then he could not be a Savior.
Right.
Amen. Because then you could create another Savior.
Yeah. Right.
Hallelujah. Jesus was not created.
Come on, come on.
He was from the beginning. Great God with the Father. Hallelujah. Woo. Hold on to your seaboards here. Great God, Jesus had no beginning because he has always been. He's the Alpha. He was from the start. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus said in John 8:58, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Great God. Colossians said, and he is before all things,
all right,
and by him all things consist. Before there was anything, he was. Before there was an earth, there was a Savior. Great God. Amen. Remember that one time when Jesus cried to God the Father? Amen. When they was persecuting him, and they said, God, glorify me with that glory that I had with you before the world was.
Before the world was.
Before there was a world, there was a Father.
Woo!
And there was a Son.
Praise
God. Hallelujah. I come to tell us.
Yeah.
Jesus was from the start.
That's right.
It's his word.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo.
That's right.
Ephesians said, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy without blame before him.
Yes.
Now I'm getting into a little bit of deep subject. I'm going to hit this and run. Amen. But did you know you was chosen to serve God
before the foundation of the world.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen. Some people say, I don't believe in pre-election and all this kind of stuff. I don't either. But I also believe in whosoever will.
That's it. Yeah. Yeah, buddy.
Did you know that if you end up and reject Jesus Christ as your Savior and end up in hell, most churches won't preach this because it ain't popular doctrine, brother. There's only two places to end up, heaven and hell.
That's it. That's it.
And if you end up in hell, you're going to end up there an intruder.
That's right.
Yeah.
For the Bible said that God created hell for who?
The devil.
The devil and his angels.
That's right.
So, what does that tell us? We were created to worship God. We were created for God, and we were created, amen, to worship and be gods.
You're right.
Come on.
But, as we've said in the series of messages I've been preaching, amen, about being lukewarm in the third chapter of Revelation, but God gives us a free choice.
That's right. Yes, he does.
God gives us a free moral heart to choose which way you want to go.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes, he does.
And you get to choose that.
Right.
That's right.
Try to explain election and you may lose your mind. Try to explain it away and you may lose your soul. There are three kinds of Bible election. Listen, I'm going to leave you this and be done. God's, amen, theocratic election of Israel. God chose Israel to be his people. There's nothing you can do about it, and there's nothing I can do about it.
Yeah.
God elected Israel to be his chosen people.
Right.
Yeah.
And God said, whoever blesses Israel, I will bless.
Yeah.
And whoever curses Israel, I will curse. That was the election of God, and ain't nothing you and I could do about it.
Oh,
right.
God chose Israel to be his chosen people.
Yes, he did.
And for thousands of years, they've been fighting over that holy strip of land over there.
Yeah.
Because they hate Israel.
That's right.
God has blessed America because America has blessed Israel.
That's the truth.
But the last 18 years has been shady.
Yeah.
Whether we're for Israel or not anymore.
Yeah.
And God said, to that nation that blesses Israel, I will bless. And to that nation that curses Israel, I will curse. Yeah. God elected to have Israel as chosen people, and there's not a thing anybody can do about that.
Right.
That's the election of God.
That's the election of God. That's good. That's good.
Amen.
That's good.
That's right. People say, I don't believe in election. Well, you don't believe in the Bible. Amen.
Come on.
Let's move on here. There's a vocational election where the Lord called the tribe of Levi to be priests, and there's nothing we can do to change it. God chose the Levites to be the priests.
He chose.
That's right.
Yeah. It's his word.
Yes, he did. And there's nothing you and I can do about it.
Right.
But now here's where we fall in.
Yeah.
Woo! Hallelujah. God chose an elective election of salvation. Whoso
come on
will.
Praise God.
Sister Missy, if I believed that before you were born, well, it was born that this will go to hell and that will go to heaven. This will go to hell and that will go to hell. There wouldn't be no use in preaching the gospel.
No, sir. Yeah,
that's right.
There wouldn't be no use in getting out there and us screaming hard, spitting and sweating and looking like I'm looking here today. Wouldn't be no sense in that. But you know why I preach the gospel, Brother Tom?
Yes, sir.
Because I might reach that whosoever will.
That's right.
Praise God.
You know why we go out there and preach on the street corner? Because
yeah.
We might be able to reach whosoever will.
Whosoever will.
You know why we do it, Brother George? Why you, amen, drove the mill and knocked on the sick man's door? So we can reach whosoever will.
Whosoever.
Yeah, God, you know why you, amen, driving to them fellas you've been talking about lately? You know why Brother Tommy had tears running down his jaws this morning? Said, let's get a burden for lost souls. Because we're trying to reach whosoever will. At the name of Jesus, we can save the lost world. At the name of Jesus, we can have revival. At the name of Jesus, we can have the fire of God in our heart. Thank God for Lord Jesus.
That's it.
Thank you, Lord. Stand with me across this house.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I'll have to pray for me. I used to get done.
There's Sam, Lord.
Been struggling lately in that parkway.
Come on, buddy. Come on.
Bow your head with me, Lord. God, I had a hard week. I had a hard night.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Holy God.
Lord, you brought us to this point, to this place.
Yes, God.
For this purpose.
Yes, sir.
God, I pray that you deal with the heart right now.
Right.
There's somebody standing here in this house under the presence of my voice. Lord, that you intended before the foundations of the world to be standing right here, right now, to hear this word.
Yes, God, I believe.
God, help us to understand and realize that this is powerful, Lord. If we'll just open up and let you in, like I preached the other night, open the door and let you come in. At the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, it's a powerful name. It's a saving name. It's a conquering name. Let somebody grasp that tonight, Lord. Let somebody get the hold of that in their heart right here tonight. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Pray for me, church. This is an important part of the service right here. Since Missy is playing here and they're getting ready to sing, I need somebody to step out and his altars here today. I sure appreciate Travis. D&T combo coming here today, don't you? I sure appreciate each and every one of you coming out here, getting dressed. Amen. Coming out to worship with us here on this Sunday. But right now is the most important part of this service. What are you going to do with Jesus? What are you going to do with him? Come on, come on. These altars are bare right now. Somebody needs to step out and say, Lord, I'm going to dig deeper. God, I'm going to reach higher. God, I want a greater experience. Amen, Lord, I want more fire. Amen, I want a greater burden. Brother Tommy said, Lord, I want tears. Amen. I want tears running down my face. I want an experience with you. Come on, come on. Thank you, ladies. We got more. Amen. These front seats are